Hello everyone, welcome to the big comfy couch. Like always, I want you to come in, hoosah, take off your shoes, but not your socks, because you know we need to be a little serious, so don't take off your socks, but you could take off your shoes, your sneakers, your high heels, whatever you got going on for you, and sit right here next to me and let's talk. Now I know that this is my second podcast, and I just want to thank everyone for making the first one so successful. We are literally streaming in every site that a podcast can. And if you have any requests of another streaming site that you use, another app, and we're not on there, just hit us up. Give us a message. You know, we are on Facebook and we are on Instagram. Let us know. But yes, so I want to thank you, everyone. I want to thank the people as well who wrote to us on Facebook. We did have a very serious topic where we spoke about the victims of any sexual violence, any type of abuse. And we did say if anyone wanted to express their stories, and we would be reading them. So I just want to thank everyone who took time out to write to us. We will have a segment. Do not think I forgot. I just been holding on to that segment where I can have more pieces and make a very good podcast dedicated to the survivors, to victims, however you want to call yourself, you know? So yes, thank you very much. Don't think I forgot about it. Moving on. Today, it's snowing outside, by the way. Snowing today. You know, New York, one day is cold, one day is hot. We don't know what the hell is going on. I've had a cold for like the past 3 months. So I've been trying to sound better for you guys and get healthier, and it's not working. I still have a cold, so you're still going to hear me sniffle every once in a while. Hope it don't bother you too much. I'll try not to do it too much. I have my tea here. You know, so I'm just gonna take a sip of this tea, and then we can move on and have our topic of today. Oh Lord, that was a real cough, by the way. So today, I wanted to just settle on one topic. On our first podcast, I kind of went all over the place just showing you how, you know, many different ideas. If you haven't heard it, go back. Listen to that first podcast, because I think that first podcast was amazing. And so many people heard it and so many people shared it. And I thank you. I thank everyone. So today I want to talk about cheating. Now I know you guys are probably like, oh my goodness, cheating, I don't even want to hear it. What is going on? But yes, I want to talk about cheating. I want to talk about the gay agenda. And I want to talk about women in general. Women, because we need to empower each other, right? And I don't know what the hell is going on. I don't know if you guys see it. I don't know when women are gonna start to wake up. Come on, wake the fuck up. We're seeing right now what's very popular right now is the Jordan Woods situation with Khloe Kardashian's current baby father, you know, to True Thompson. And what's going on there. She actually made an interview. Okay. She actually spoke about it. Sat down. And she did it with Jada Pinkett. And expressed herself. And tried to say how nothing happened, blah, blah, blah. So this is my issue. I'm not saying that I don't believe her, but I know that majority of people do not believe her. It is very sad. But when somebody's accused of cheating, when somebody's accused of, even when a relationship breaks up, when the woman says, no, I broke up with him, I didn't want him, people kind of disregard her story. But if a man says, yeah, she cheated on me, you know, she was disrespectful, she, whatever the accusation is, we tend to believe them right away. Come on. Am I wrong or am I right? When a man calls a woman a slut, we tend to believe them right away without even knowing the situation. When a woman has a baby by a child, and if they break up and he can just go ahead and say, oh, she tried to trap me. You know, majority of the people will believe him. Versus listening to her. They kind of don't, even if they're seeing the evidence for themselves, even if they're seeing what's going on, they kind of don't want to hear it. They believe him. They give him the benefit of the doubt. Because us as women, we know what we know, right? So majority of the time, we know that if we give a man a baby, it's because we were in love with him. Not always. Not always. But yes. Majority of the time, it's because we were. Majority of the time, it's because we want to work it out. Because, hello, we have a family. So, yes, majority of the time, the woman would be the, quote, faithful, quote, one. But it's 2019, people. That's not the case anymore. Okay? That is simply just not the case. So in the Jordan Woods situation, she kind of sat down, gave an explanation, and she basically admitted to blaming it on the juice. Got me feeling loose. Blaming on the... Got me in the zone. Blaming on the... Yeah, she kind of blamed it on the alcohol. Saying that she was drunk. Not tipsy, drunk, but not so out of it. And she got caught up in the moment, right? Caught up, got me feeling it, caught up. Well, she also said that nothing happened except for when she was leaving. That he gave her a kiss on the lips. And that she didn't know how to react. And that she was stunned. Now, I'm sorry. I am all for women empowerment. But your story sounds crazy, okay? Your story sounds insane. While you were explaining your story, you kind of had no emotion. You were very monotone in your speaking, right? So I'm sorry, it gave me the impression of, damn, I fucked up, you know? I got caught up, got me feeling it, caught up. And that you regret what you did, but you did it because you thought you were going to get away with it. You thought that everything was safe. I do believe that you knew that the phones were taken away from people. And that in itself is motivation. It's motivation. You mix that with alcohol and yes. You're gonna get caught up, gonna be feeling it, caught up. I'm losing control. This girl got a hold. Tristan, it's not that I don't blame him, but he has a record already for being a cheating asshole. So my thing is, women need to smarten up, okay? Smarten the fuck up. You had it very good. the Kardashians treated you like a sister, practically gave you your entire new body. So you know, people might be like, oh, you owe them nothing. But you do, because you would be a completely different person today if she was never your best friend. Okay, if you guys would never be friends, you would have a completely different life. So do you owe her? Yes, you do. Again, this is my opinion, but yes, you do. Are men faithful? I mean, why were men more faithful back then than they are now? That's a simple question, right? It was a simple answer. Most women were married back then. Most women were faithful, and most women would be devastated, you know, offended when a married man will flirt with them. You crazy? No, I would never. And when they did do it, they did it so privately, so secretly that nobody knew. And everybody had, you know, went on with their day. When they went on with their families. But now, it's like, can we just fuck? Okay, I haven't had sex in like 2 weeks. Come on, let's go. Type of thing, right? It's very easy. The reason it became easier is because media, the public, the music has kind of like planted a seed in women's minds, telling them that empowerment is to have sex, right? Empowerment is to be slutty. Anything that to dress revealing. Let me tell you something. Back in the day, you showed a man your ankles and he will get hard. Fucking seeing your ankles, he will, oh my God, look at her ankles. Because women were always covered up. Women were a prize. Women were special. We are, what do we call them? We are art, right? Our bodies. And that's why the song came out. Your body is the wonderland, right? Remember that one? Love that song. Your body is the wonderland, set me free. Something like that. Well, anyway, that song is awesome. And that's just one of the many songs that represent a man. And when he sees a woman's body, how he is so attracted, how he is so, he admires every curve, every stroke, everything. But nowadays, what do we do? Women are naked all day. They see an ass and they're okay. Titties, they've seen 5 million. It doesn't do the same thing as it used to. And I want that to sit in your minds. Okay, I just want that to sit in your mind, stir that up a little bit, and understand that yes, sex sells. But if women knew their power, if they knew how to use it, they wouldn't be so damn out there with it, right? And if we all did that, if all of us all together would just calm the fuck down. All right? Just calm the fuck down. So many dicks in this world. Just calm the fuck down. And dicks are not prone to saying no. I don't know about you, but dicks don't say no. So it's just calm the fuck down. Relax. They have convinced you that your biological clock is ticking. They have convinced you that if you don't have a banging ass body, if you're not walking around half naked, you're not good enough, right? Or you don't have confidence. Oh my God. So let me tell you something. I was walking yesterday, as a matter of fact. I was walking in 125th. So for those of you that don't know, I'm currently pregnant. So walking, you know, I'm doing that walking like a penguin right now type of thing. And I had my son, and I'm with my husband as well. We're walking. This guy, he happens to be African American or Black American, however you want to call him. I don't really know. He was just dark skinned. As far as I'm concerned, maybe he was a dark skinned Dominican. I don't know. But he was dark skinned. We're in Harlem. He passes by. I don't know who he looked at before me. I don't know who he was staring at, but he was just yelling, and he was like, "These women have no confidence in themselves. They don't even wear makeup. They wear nothing. They don't love themselves. This is ridiculous." And he walks past me as he's saying that, you know, he was already in mid-sentence. And that kind of just stayed with me in my mind. Because to show you how dumb, let me not use the word dumb, how ignorant, right? And also to show that everyone is different. For, como quien dice, para los gustos hicieron los colores, right? So for everyone is different. For everyone has their own taste, their own style, which is fine. But in reality, like in actuality, if you think about this, women who put on, you know, weave wigs, women who dress exaggerated, tight, they want to do surgery, all of this comes from low self-esteem. They want to feel better about themselves. So they want to put on this image as of they're perfect. So their face, they don't want to see a blemish. They don't want to see a pimple. They want to cover it up. Their eyes, they want to have eyelashes. They want to have big eyes. Their hair, they want it to be full. They don't like their natural selves, right? So in reality, I mean, so much so that people will do drastic surgery. So in reality, wouldn't it be that the women who use what they have, who walk around, you know, barefaced or natural faced or, you know, natural bodies, doesn't it take a lot more courage to be that woman than to be the one, you know, who's done 50 surgeries, who has 10 pounds of makeup, eyelashes looking like two birds died on their eyes, and hair looking like a fucking blanket, like in my eyes? But because of the medium, because of the music, because of the entertainment industry, I think they've done such a good job of convincing us what we're supposed to look like, what happiness looks like. Facebook, Instagram, everyone is in on it, right? That now they've convinced a man to think that if a woman is natural, she might not love herself. Not all men, right? There's a lot of men actually who are aware of the natural woman and prefer the natural woman, and they just love a naturally beautiful woman, and they understand that being that takes a lot more courage than being this fake person, and that the fake one is never satisfied, right? So they're gonna nip and tuck this, nip and tuck that, buy this, buy that, do this and do that. By the end of the day, they blink and they've done 50 surgeries, not even knowing, right? So so I just want to know what you guys think. So hit us up at The Big Comfy Couch on Instagram and on Facebook. Just let us know. Write us a message. Let us know what you guys think about this, because I blamed entertainment, but that's just me. If you do believe that,
the woman who does all of this is the woman who has more confidence, then let me know that too. I don't see it, but me being a woman, you know, and I strive now. Before, I was a makeup artist. I was very dedicated to my makeup, but the number one rule to my makeup always been to try to look as natural as possible. When I kind of stopped doing makeup was when this whole contour and this whole, you know, drag queen makeup took over. I couldn't understand because I couldn't do it. So when women would come to me and tell me, you know, they want the contour face and they want, you know, to cover up every pimple on their face, and it was just a lot, and I didn't know how to do that, and I didn't want to do that because I use makeup to enhance my natural beauty. I don't use makeup to pretend to be someone else, if that makes sense, you know, like if you understand my drift right there. So that's when I kind of fell back, but I fell back in the wrong moment because makeup blew the fuck up. Makeup artists are now making so much money, and you know, it's a very popular thing. And I decided to fall back. Bad timing. But yes. So that's one of them. And in the same conversation, you know, when I told you that I wanted to fit in there the gay agenda, I just feel like every movie that I see, and I just want you guys to like kind of just see it. You know, it's called subliminal messaging for a reason, right? And I feel like every movie that I see, every, especially comedy movies, they must do a gay joke, right? There's a dick somewhere, somebody sucking a dick. Sorry, you know, excuse my language. Somebody's doing something where it's a gay innuendo, right? Just fit it in there. Somebody's getting duped. About to get duped. And I think I even saw it on freaking, what was it? Deadpool 2? I mean, Deadpool does jokes all day, every day. But I'm just saying, at the end where they put like the a firecracker goes into, by the way, my favorite X-Men character, okay? When I saw him, I was just like, yes! And I don't know his name, sorry. But he is in Deadpool 2. And when I saw him, I was so happy. And I was just like, yes, I loved him as a character. I think I played him all the time. The really strong guy that he just like knocks down all the walls, right? That's his favorite, his go-to move. He's this really strong guy. And then they doomed him, right? And I was just like, oh, another one bites the dust. So I want to know, where are the pussy jokes? Why does everything have to be penises? And my theory on that is that pussy has become so available and sensitive, because it's really weird. We are so available, yet we are more sensitive than ever now, because if you touch a woman the wrong way, she'll say sexual, she'll scream sexual assault, right? Not saying that there's anything wrong with that. I'm very happy that a lot of women have become vocal. But at the same time, when you are accusing, you know, just an example, Bill Cosby of raping you and whatever, and then later on they discover that there's holes in your story, and that's something that happened 20 years ago, I am sorry. But I cannot really believe you. Yes, it happens. Yes. I myself have been through things that I do not discuss with anyone, right? There's certain things that I haven't discussed with anyone. And then, you know, life happens 10 years later and I never reported it or anything. But part of the reason why I never reported it It's because even though it was a big deal for me at the time, it was not that serious. So let me clarify for me, my situation. I'm not talking about anyone else. For me, my reasons of not reporting a certain incident that happened to me when I was 16, even though I was traumatized, okay, I was spaced out. It was something that I didn't even understand how I even got to that situation in the first place. How did I allow myself to reach that situation? And it was with a fellow co-worker. Okay, this man was supposed to be my boss, right? It's like yes, we've heard that story before. It's a very common story with a person who is higher than you in the workplace. But yes, I never reported it. One, because I wanted to continue working. I didn't want my parents to be like, no, that's it, you know? So I wasn't going to go through that. And two, because it wasn't that serious. It didn't get that far. Far enough to be disturbing, but not far enough for me to want to go all out with legal action. I'm not going to lie. Even now that I'm currently in my early 30s, I still think about that moment, and I don't regret not reporting it. I mean, I do wish that I was kind of stronger to report it at the moment, but I don't regret not reporting it. But I kind of do, because I do know for a fact that he continued doing what he did to other females. And I know that this one female, she came into work crying, yelling, screaming, expressing her story. And she did. She went all out. She did file a police report. I don't know whatever happened to it, because I quit and I stopped working there. But I do feel bad, because maybe if I would have reported it, that would have never gotten to, you know, to hurting her. And she was a mother. She was a very young mother, but she was a mother. And I think he took advantage of her situation. She was in a more desperate situation than I was. I didn't need that job. I was just there to collect some extra pocket money type of thing. So I felt bad, and I never told her that, you know, I had a similar experience. I just kind of put my head down and continued my day. So I understand why women don't report it. That was my reason. But when something major, right, when something major does happen, you report it right away. It's something that is just an automatic reaction. You report it, you tell somebody. You always do something for the most part. So for somebody to wait, you know, what is it? Like 30 years, some ridiculous amount of time to report it, and then to find that there was holes in your stories, and that you know, all of that is kind of disappointing. He is so old. I don't know. But anyway, that's just my opinion on the whole thing. I don't know who that have had a traumatic experience, if it was true, that it was truly traumatic, truly against your will, will go that long without telling anyone, and will go that long without reporting it, or just telling anyone, or having like a major life crisis. Because a lot of people go through situations, and even though nobody knows that they're going through it, or somebody knows, but majority of people may not know, something's going on in their lives, and the people closest to them will see it and will know what's going on. So yeah, so with that being said, I do believe that they are just doing this whole because this whole gay agenda thing, because gay always existed. It wasn't something that didn't exist. You know, it was something that always always existed. And to be honest, it's something that people, when people were gay, they were truly gay. So I want to know, not saying that people are now fake gay, but people are now, you know, doing it because they're bored, because they need love, they need attention. They don't know where to get it. Some people tell me that they do it because they think they're not attractive enough to the opposite sex. Like, it's just a lot of things. And I don't know, I just want everyone to be true to themselves and just be patient. You know, you don't have to be in every corner getting duped every 5 seconds in order to be attractive. Like, come on, McDonald's is in every 2 blocks, right? In New York, you could find a McDonald's in every 2 blocks. Does that mean that everyone loves McDonald's? No, hell no. It just means that it's easy and it's convenient. And it doesn't taste that bad, right? It's horrible for you, but it doesn't taste that bad. But you don't want that in reality, right? You want Shake Shack. You want, you know, these places. Panera. Oh, my God. Talking about Panera Bread, I want some freaking Panera. I want their broccoli and cheese soup so bad. Can somebody please tell them to make a larger bowl? What's wrong with these people? I was like, can I have the large? Oh, this is the big one. Yes, this is the largest bowl we carry. What? That shit is small as fuck. A Panera is not near me. Plus, I'm pregnant. I don't want to go nowhere. Can't walk long distances, okay? Without running out of breath. And then you want to give me this small ass soup. Literally, that's all I eat there. The broccoli and cheese soup. Oh my God, it's just like so good. And then with their bread and I dip it in there. Oh my God. I can't even talk about it. It pisses me off. I told my husband to go get me some fucking Panera Bread. You know what this man said to me? But it's so far. It's not around my job. It's not in the area. Who cares? It's not in the area. Go get it. Go. Can you just go get it? He doesn't want to go get it. But I tell you, I am not going to complete this pregnancy without having my Panera broccoli and cheese soup. Or I just have to learn, because it's not even that difficult to make broccoli and cheese soup. I just don't want to cook it. I just want to eat. Oh, look at me talking about pregnancy. Am I bugging or what? Don't go nowhere. We're just going to hear a quick word from our sponsors. Make sure you check them out. So as always, thank you for joining me today. Let me know if you guys have any opinions, any topics you want to hit up. Again, I'm saving the survivor stories and the victim stories for another podcast that we're putting together. So if you have a story, if you have a topic, if you have even an opinion, I'll start reading out the opinions during my podcast, as well as soon we're going to have a phone number as well that you guys can call in and kind of say whatever you would like to say and express your opinions, because here we don't edit, right? We don't edit. Here we don't block out what you got to say. We want raw opinions. So this is your girl, Lanessa. Hit us up on Facebook at The Big Comfy Couch. We have Instagram. We're on Apple. We're on Spotify. We are on, oh my goodness, just so many. We're obviously on Anchor. We're just everywhere. So join us here in The Big Comfy Couch. Put on your sneakers. and get the fuck out of my house now. Until next time, it's Lanessa. Thank you.